Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Atlanta Falcons radio network analyst and former Falcons QB, Dave Archer, joining us two times this week, Dave.
Man, the man, the legend.
You know? Psych, Dave, are you with us?
I'm there. You gotta push the button to let me talk.
Come on, Day Day.
No, man.
Dave, good to have you back with us.
No talking for you.
Always good to be with you. Glad everything's working very, very on schedule there. Sounds like you guys got everything working perfectly.
Very on brand for us. It's the Bo Morgan effect. That's what we like to call
That's
it.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Don't blame me.
Works a little bit. You gotta. What, blow out the cartridge, maybe give it a shake?
This isn't an old school Nintendo. Look, when I was on the other side of the glass, Sega it was Genesis. Smooth operating, all right?
Yeah. Don't you throw those guys under the bus. Dave, does he do
they
this
They just
with
threw
you guys
themselves when... under the bus.
Yeah, he's a finger pointer, no question about it.
Well, Dave has the draft. You know, it's been, what, it ended this weekend. Yeah. We talked to you Monday. Have you had time to let it fully sink in, all the Falcons draft picks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you marinate on it and you get an idea of kind of their direction, if they give you a little bit of insight, which they did. I thought Terry and Raheem gave you a little insight as to what they were thinking about some things. But I think you got a lot of versatility among the guys that you picked. I think there's a lot of – obviously, it's a team. I think when you look at the front liners, especially on the offensive side of the ball, you like what you're looking at. There's probably a couple of needs that they could have filled defensively. And it looks like they did some of that from a depth standpoint. You know, obviously the one that sticks out is corner. Did you feel like you did enough in free agency with the acquisition of Antonio Hamilton and Kevin King, where the guys you have returning and Clark Phillips and Dee Alford and obviously AJ Terrell, do you feel good about where you are there from a depth standpoint? And I'm sure there's still an acquisition or two we'll still look at probably between now and camp, and who knows, maybe even in training camp and acquisition. So still looking at that a little bit. But I thought they did a good job adding some depth and guys that can be a part of the rotation.
Dave, I'm going to let you and our listeners in on a little behind the scenes. So every time we have a guest on, usually I'll open it up, and then these two bicker about who gets the next question. Mm. And so I wanted to ask you, who would you like to receive
the next question? Oh, my God.
You know he's
going to
say
from?
Mike.
Yeah, I'll talk to the football player. Sorry,
but listen, and Dave, here's the thing. The only grade from this weekend, and this was my first question, the only grade from this weekend is, what did you think of Squidbilly's video from Friday night? Would you get a scale from 1 through 10? A lot of huddle signals going on, a lot of finger mesh.
Yeah, I thought there was – I'll give him a 6. I thought that I thought the height of the camera was the biggest issue. I mean, he's already short, but I mean, my goodness, how much shorter are you with the camera where you're located? It's
well, that's what happens when you let a guy that's like 6'5" record it. Because my buddy Bristow, he's pretty tall. He recorded. But Arch, when I was breaking down Braylon Trice from what I saw from him on film, and you know, reading about him, and I was given an expert analysis. You know,
sure.
He's a guy that doesn't stand out as far as measurables go. Like, he's not a Dallas Turner or a Latu kind of athlete with what they were talked about, even a Chop Robinson. But he has a full repertoire of moves. He led the FBS the last 2 years in pressures. What else are you seeing from Braylon Trice as far as what he could come in here and do? Because it looks like he's a guy that doesn't need to be – I mean, obviously he'll come along, but he kind of walks in here day one ready to go.
Yeah, I think he's polished. I think is what you're saying. I think he's polished and has a pretty good idea and a plan as to how he wants to attack. Obviously, Jimmy Lake and everybody will probably work on or with some techniques and things that are going to work at this level. Things and Mike's talked about this. Things, the snap count or whether it's the guy you're going to play against, it's the best of the best at this level. So you better come with a wide array of repertoire to be able to get to the passer or to affect the run game. And I think this guy's a smart guy. He's played a lot of football. And the thing that I like about him, and Terry talked about this, and we got a couple of guys like this. J.D. Bertrand is the same way. They're both team captains off of their team. And I think that's something they look for, a trait that a guy's going to come to work. I think that whenever you're vested like that and you're trusted with the leadership of your team, the way those two guys were from a captain standpoint, that means those are guys you're going to look to come in and really bust their rear end to get ready to go. And not that there'll be a captain here right now, but they come in with that mentality that I've got to work and I've got to be a trendsetter and I've got a guy to set the tempo. And I think that's what Trice does as well.
I want to talk about Ruka Rororo, Dave, because I watch this film and I try to compare it to what the Rams were doing defensively last year and just try to get an idea of what they saw when they watched him, right? I don't think he's nearly as polished. There's a lot of shoulder playing, a lot of rip moves. He does penetrate a lot. What do you see from him? I looked at maybe he's the 4-eye, maybe that head up four, almost an old school Brett Kiesel from the Pittsburgh Steelers kind of role. But when I watch him on film, it doesn't say that. He's not handsy enough for that position. So I don't think he's Aaron Donald in that defense, and just kind of what your expectations are of what they'll ask him to do and what you know, how you think he kind of fits in.
Well, I think the first thing that jumps off at you, Mike, and you talked about it some, is just the athleticism, the explosiveness that he has. Now, how does he implement that? How does he put some of the techniques together? We just talked about how, you know, Trice is going to have to, you know, continue to work on his game. So will Rook. He's going to have to continue to work on his game as far as the techniques and things he can get away with. I know that you had a draft analyst on that says he plays a little bit too high. You know, and obviously in the run game, that's not going to work. You're going to have to get your body weight down and get your behind the pads. But I do think that the way they're going to ask him to play, probably what you saw on tape is the way they're going to ask him to play here, is he's going to be able to pick a side and try to rip through. And I think that from a penetration standpoint, he's a guy that can do those kind of things. I think the part that jumps out for me on him is I think there's position versatility. I don't know that he could play the one over the nose, but I think he can play all the way out to a five, you know, and I think that he did some of that at Clemson. And when you begin to look at what they want to do with putting maybe three down linemen on the field and four guys at that next level that can all run, I think he becomes one of those guys that's a disruptor, a penetrator, and then he creates running lanes for the second level guys to get through and make plays against the run game and maybe even in the blitz package to get after the passer. So I think his position versatility, and Brandon Dorlus falls in the same category out of Oregon. Both of them can play all the way across the front and did in their college career. And I think that was part of what they were looking for too, were guys who were disruptive and quick, but also versatile. And, you know, last year we had a problem on that defensive front with all those injuries. I think that's why they really bolstered that with three guys essentially that are defensive tackles.
We got Dave Archer joining us here, Atlanta Falcons radio network analyst and former Falcons QB. Dave, when we're talking about guys who's polished, maybe who needs to be polished a little bit more, how does a rookie make that transition into not just relying on their pure athleticism, but also, you know, becoming more of a polished player?
Well, you take a look at the guys. There's nobody better in a defensive line room than Grady Jarrett. This is a guy that came in as a fifth-round draft pick, and Grady was undersized. They talk about his technique, all the kind of things that he didn't have. And he's turned himself into one of the more respected defensive tackles in the National Football League. And so when you've got guys like that, David Onyemata, who's created an identity for himself as one of the top defensive tackles in the league, or a guy that's disruptive on game day, I mean, you've got some examples sitting right next to you in the room, and then you watch how they go about their study, how they go about things to look for on tape, and then how do they implement that physically on the practice field and continue to get better. What techniques are you working on? Ask questions, all those kind of things for young players. And that's where I think that if you got guys that are former team captains, guys that are in those leadership roles, those are things they're going to do. They're going to ask these guys. They're going to be quiet and sit there and wait for their opportunity. They're going to be aggressive. They know this is a team that's on the come, and they were drafted here for a reason. So I think all those things add up to a guy working on his techniques and becoming more polished as he moves into his career.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Arch, one of the guys I wanted to ask about is Brandon Dorlus, who's, you know, he's like 6'3", 285, but he's extremely athletic. I mean, he's got a good first step. He kind of flashes at the point of attack. What do you expect him to do in this defense? Because this is where I think people are seeing all these defensive tackles being taken, and it feels like even with Root, these guys can kind of move all over the line.
Yeah, that's the point we were talking about. Aurora, the ability to play in multiple places, and Dorlus has that same ability. If you're going to play him at a three, he has the ability to do that. He can slide out if they want to play a true four, a three-man line. He can slide out and play a five over the tackle. He can do all those kind of things. I think that was part of why they took these guys from a position versatility standpoint, as I was talking about earlier, that they can come in and slide up and down, because injury is going to happen. I mean, Grady's coming back off a knee. We had, Onyemata was down for a few games last year. I mean, we were playing guys off the street that you were trying to plug in. These are guys that you all liked and you looked on tape and you saw that their ability to slide up and down the line and play to multiple places. And then you're fresh. You're rotating guys in. Sometimes guys get banged up because they're having to play too many snaps. So if you can rotate guys in, you can trust them to play at different locations, then that makes you even deeper as well. So I think that he adds all of that.
Dave, I think as fans of a team, sometimes you get into the later rounds and everything, you kind of start to merge everything together. It kind of blurs in. It's on Saturday afternoon, but we did take three guys in round six. You got Jason McClellan, the running back at Alabama, Casey Washington, wide receiver, and Zion Logue out of Georgia, the defensive tackle. Of those three guys, I mean, who would you think might make the most immediate impact and might be at a position of need?
Well, when I looked at Casey Washington, I thought that the thing that immediately jumped to mind was Russell Gage for me. I remember the previous group brought in Russell Gage, late-round draft pick at LSU. He had not played very much at receiver. He played some his senior year, but didn't have a lot of numbers attached to his name. But he ended up coming and being a big-time special teams player for him. That's what I envisioned Casey Washington. He's a good, big athlete, 6'6", 6'2", about 200, 210 pounds. He can run well. I mean, he's had some moments as a receiver. I think he had 200, almost 220 yards in his last game against Northwestern, playing in his last game. And he had, I think he had 85, I'm kind of thinking off the top of my head, I think he had 85 opportunities, ball thrown his direction. He only had three drops, so very, very secure with hands and things of that nature where he catches the football cleanly when he gets on the field as an offensive player. But when you begin to look at McClellan and you look at Washington and Lodge, these are guys that are going to contribute probably from a rotational standpoint, maybe the big guy from Georgia more in a rotational standpoint to get in and spell some of those guys along the defensive front. But for Gage and McClellan, they're going to come in and they're going to be core special teams guys. And I think that the guy that sticks out for me is Washington, Casey Washington, I keep saying Gage, Russell Washington, or Casey Washington stepping into that area and playing kind of that similar mode that Russell Gage did. I was very impressed with how Gage came in and did his business and learned the game. I think that's what they're expecting from Washington as well. So you're just looking for depth guys that can add to special teams and guys that can go make plays.
Twice in 1 week, we got lucky. Dave, thank you.
Well, sorry you're having to deal with Bo every day, though. So I
Yeah, I know. That kind of brings me down. But
You know what? Pick on me. Pick on the little guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say something when everyone feels the
little,
same way?
Little is the operative word, that's for sure.
And he drops the mic as he goes out.
It's not uncommon for him.
This guy's going to need a neck brace, so many people in his
Dave,
head.
We appreciate the insight.
Bunch of pile jumpers.
See you guys.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.